Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, welcome to Try Not to Care. My name's Ashley. I post an episode every single Monday. I talk about everything from friendship breakups, relationships, heartbreak, navigating your 20s, mental health. Last week, I talked about my summer favorites. We're all over the place here. But if you're looking for a little therapy session, a little girl time, something sweet to start the week off with, you've come to the right place. Today, I want to talk about things that you can control versus things you can't control. I have always kind of been a control freak, and when things don't go my way, I have a really hard time processing it and working through it. This has come out in past friendships, past relationships specifically. You know, when a guy wasn't texting me back or he was cheating on me or doing things that upset me, I would spiral out of control and try to think of any way that I could fix the problem. Like, how could I make him want me? How could I make us work? How could I stop him from going and doing these things that I didn't want him to do? And I definitely still struggle with this control thing. I'm not as insane about my boyfriend because he's actually a sweet baby angel and doesn't cheat on me or lie to me or do anything to hurt me. But I'm still a control freak in my day-to-day life. But I think I've come to a point where I've realized that you can worry about these things and you can try to control things. But sometimes it's not worth it because sometimes there's nothing you can do. Some things are out of your control, but just because there are things that are out of your control doesn't mean that you're fully out of control, and that's what we're talking about today. When something happens that maybe is a minor inconvenience or someone really upsets you, someone betrays you, things just don't go your way. A lot of us feel like we're at a loss of power and we feel out of control. And when we feel that way, we spiral because we like to be in control. We like to feel as if we know what's going to happen next and that we can control these things that are happening to us. Like, you don't want to get into a car with someone who's an insane driver, who's swerving in and out of cars and is drinking and driving and texting and doing all these things because you know that they're putting you in danger. And there's very little you can do when that's all happening and you're strapped into the passenger seat. If you were in that situation with all these things happening, you're strapped into the car, you're going to feel pretty unsettled. You're going to feel stressed out because you feel like there's nothing you can do to stop this person from driving like a crazy person and, you know, putting you in harm unless you decide you want to tumble out the side of the door. The way that you would feel in that situation of being in the car, feeling doomed, feeling like you can't do anything to change the outcome is the way a lot of people feel when things happen, like when someone cheats on them, when someone talks badly about them, when they lose their job, when you just have a really bad day. When things happen to us that we don't love, that we feel like we don't have much control over, we just start grasping at things to try to turn it around and try to get in control of it. Let's say that your friend isn't answering you and they're hanging out with other people without you. You might think, okay, well, if I just blow up their phone, eventually they're going to have to respond to me. And you think that's you taking control because you think if I don't text them, there's no way they're going to text me. So in order to put myself back into control, I need to text them. When a guy tries to break up with you and you don't want that relationship to end, you beg for him because you think, well, if I don't beg for them, the relationship is definitely going to end. So in order for me to make this relationship work, for me to make this relationship continue, I need to blow up their phone and I need to beg for them. I need to beg for their love. When situations like this would happen to me and I was put in a position where I felt like I had no control, I would end up grasping at anything to get back into control. I would beg for people to treat me right. I would bend over backwards to make others like me. I would do anything and everything to take my power back. Someone didn't like me. Well, okay, I now have to go out of my way to be exactly what this person wants from me. My ex-boyfriend isn't responding to my text. Okay, I'm going to go online and post a subtweet and post a selfie and do all these calculated tactics to get their attention. From doing things like that, I realized how exhausting it is because sometimes things aren't meant to be the way that you want them to be. Sometimes you just can't force things because they just aren't meant to be the way you want them to be. Some people aren't meant to be the person that you want them to be, and you can't force people to be something that you want. Some things are out of your control, but that doesn't mean that you're fully out of control and that there's nothing you can do. There's actually more things that you can do that are in your control than there are things that are out of your control. And it's important that you learn to let go of trying to control certain things and replace it with focusing on the things that you can control. One thing that has always been super triggering to me is the way people treat me when someone speaks to me sideways, when they're being rude, when they're being disrespectful. The Aries in me comes out completely. Like, I have to really hold myself back because I get enraged when people are disrespectful, especially out in public. Like, let's say you're at a dinner table and you're with someone and they're just rude to the waiter, or you're out in public at a bar and someone bumps into you and it's just like being nasty to you. I really have to hold myself back from being like, who do you think you are? Like, were you raised in a barn? Why do you think it's okay to talk to people like this? Why do you think it's okay to treat people like this? Like, are we on the same planet? Like, why do you think it's okay to speak to another human like this? And I have to talk myself down because it's not that serious. But it's really triggering to me because I can't wrap my head around how someone can act like that, how someone can be like that, especially a grown adult. And then on a more serious note, I'll tend to get really offended when friends or a partner of mine is disrespecting me. When I found out that my friends were talking badly about me, when I found out that my friends were excluding me and not inviting me to things, when my boyfriends in the past had treated me any way other than I wanted to be treated. And the reason I would get so triggered was because I would look at them and be like, wait a minute, I love you and I respect you so much and I would never do this to you. I would never talk this way to you. So why are you doing this to me? I would never intentionally leave my best friend out. I would never go and hang out with my ex while dating someone. I would never do this to this person. And I would get so upset. Like, why don't they want to be around me? Why don't they like me? Why are they treating me like this? What did I do wrong? And I would try to find ways to fix what I've done wrong and what I was lacking. I would go out of my way to be the person that I think this person wants me to be. And I would end up overcompensating. I remember there was this one friend of mine who was being standoffish, and I could definitely sense that she didn't want to hang out with me. She didn't want to talk to me. She wasn't responding to my text messages. And instead of getting the message and just laying low, I overcompensated. And I was blowing up her phone and trying to be really nice to her and really welcoming. And then sometime after the fact, I think I was at a bar with my friends, and I look at my friend's phone and I see a text that says, Ashley is annoying me or something like that. Basically, they were calling me annoying. And me trying to be in control of that situation and trying to make this person like me actually did the opposite. I ended up pushing them away and repelling them because I was trying to force something that wasn't there. I was trying to make someone do something that they didn't want to do. They didn't want to hang out with me. They didn't want to talk to me. So forcing them to do that made them dislike me more. You can have this perfect plan in your head of how to make someone like you, how to be more attractive. You could be the perfect girlfriend, the perfect best friend, the most fun and attractive person. But they still have the final decision in how they treat you. If you're not what they want, they're not going to go out of their way to get you. You have no control over that. But what you do have control over is how you treat yourself and how you react to how someone's treating you. Just because someone is disrespecting you, it doesn't mean that you deserve the disrespect. Like how I was saying about me being triggered and offended when someone, like a stranger out in public, is being rude to me. Just because they're doing that doesn't mean that it's deserved. It doesn't mean that they're valid. Them treating me like shit isn't a reflection of me. It's a reflection of them and how they're feeling. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe I'm so hot and it's making them uncomfortable. It's not about me. It's about them. And also, just because someone's disrespecting you doesn't mean that you need to disrespect yourself. That's where we go wrong. We think just because someone else views me this way, just because this person's treating me this way, it must mean that it's deserved. We feel out of control because we're allowing someone else to determine our value. Someone else treats you as if you're not worthy of love, of friendship, of connection, and you believe it to be true and you allow it. And the thing is, that person very well might believe that about you wholeheartedly. They might think that you suck. They might believe that you're the worst friend ever. They might believe that you're Satan on earth. But you can't control that. You can't control how someone treats you. But you can control how you react, and you can control what you allow, and you can control how you treat yourself. Anytime that someone has disrespected me, like let's say they called me a name, or they cheated on me, or they left me out and made me feel unwanted, I felt even worse begging for them to treat me better. Like I saw this girl's TikTok where she was talking about how she would rather get cheated on than spend her time trying to prevent someone from cheating on her. And that's so true. Like I think back to when I was dating my exes and how much time I spent stalking their location and checking their Snap score and checking their following and going through their phone and trying to prevent them from breaking my heart. And even with doing all of that, they still did, because at the end of the day, they're gonna do what they wanna do. If they wanna cheat on me, they're gonna cheat on me. I spent so much time trying to convince them that I was such a great girl and that they shouldn't cheat on me and they don't have to look for more. And it's like, it doesn't matter how great of a girl you are. It doesn't matter how great of a girlfriend you are, how great of a friend you are, how great of a person you are. If someone doesn't want you, if someone doesn't wanna treat you good, if someone doesn't want to be in your life, they're not going to be. You can't force anyone to be a part of your life or to treat you good if they just don't want to be. I wasted so much of my time and my energy caring about someone who just didn't care about me and trying to force something that wasn't working. I could have put my energy into finding new friends and meeting new people and dating around and just giving my time to someone who actually was attracted to me, who actually had a crush on me and wanted to love me and be with me. I also could have been giving myself that love instead of pouring it into someone else that, you know, wasn't reciprocating it. You can absolutely beg for someone and try to force things with them and try to make it work. And it might work. You know, they might be like, you know what? You're right. I do want to be your friend. I do want to hang out with you. I do want to date you. But that's not guaranteed, because you can't control how someone feels and you can't control what they do. But you can control how you react. If someone's disrespecting you and is showing you that they don't want to spend time with you, they don't want to be a part of your life, it might be hard to do, but you still have the decision to walk away. You still have the choice to say to them, no, you can't treat me like that. You still have the choice to block their number, to delete them on social media, to mute them on social media. You still have the choice to go out there and date around and meet new people. You still have the choice to meet new friends. You can make the decision to be like, you know what? I'm not going to blow up your phone tonight. I'm not going to wait around for you. I'm going to put a face mask on and eat my favorite food and watch my favorite show and not pay attention to you. Those are all things that you're in control of. In the same way that you can't control how others treat you, you can't control what others do with their time. We all have that friend who gets a boyfriend and you never see her again until they're on a break with that boyfriend, or they break up, or he's busy. And when that happens, we become resentful because we're like, you only want to spend time with me when he's not in the picture. You're choosing him over me. We've been best friends for 10 plus years and you've known this loser for a month and now I don't get to see you and we don't get to have our girls' nights and things aren't the way they used to be. And you create distance with this friend, and it's, you do this not because you don't love them or because you don't care about them, but because you want to see them so badly. You want the friendship to work. You have this fear of losing your friend or losing the kind of friendship that you used to have with them. And you act this way because you feel like you're at a loss of control and a loss of power. The same thing with your boyfriend. You know, if your boyfriend's spending a little too much time playing video games or golfing or hanging out with the guys, it's easy to get upset because you're like, you're prioritizing all these other things over our relationship. You would rather spend time with your guys and you would rather spend time doing things with those guys than doing things with me, your girlfriend. And you become resentful and angry, not because you don't love them, but because you love them so much and you want to see them. The same exact thing happened with me and some friends where I had their locations and I would constantly see them hanging out without me and it made me angry. And I was just like, why don't you want me there? Why would you rather spend time without me than with me? And I wasn't angry because I didn't like them or I wanted to start a fight with them. I was angry because I wanted to be friends with them so badly. But the thing that each of these have in common is that our desire to be around these people and be taken seriously by these people aren't being honored, and it makes us upset, which leads to us begging for them, which leads to us lashing out at them. And what happens is we push them even farther away from us because we're trying to control what they do with their time. And no one wants to be controlled. No one wants to be told what they should be doing or who they should be talking to or what they should be prioritizing more in their lives. In your mind, you might think, I don't get why my boyfriend doesn't want to spend time with me. Like, I want to spend time with him. I don't get why my friends don't want to hang out with me. Like, I want to hang out with them. That's what boyfriends are for. That's what friends are for. And yeah, you're right. You do deserve people who do want to spend time with you. You do deserve people who are interested in the same things that you are. But you can't control those people. If they don't want to, they're not going to. All you can control is your actions and your lifestyle choices. Begging someone over and over and over again to spend more time with you and to spend less time doing what they want to do is only going to get you so far. Like, they're either going to just ignore you and continue doing what they want to do, or two, they're going to do what you want them to do, but they're going to resent you for it because it's not what they want to do. It's like asking your boyfriend over and over again to buy you flowers, and then they finally do it, and it doesn't feel the way that you expected it to because they're not buying you flowers because they wanted to buy you flowers. They're buying you flowers because you're forcing them to. Or it's like blowing up your friend's phone to hang out with you and you keep texting them over and over again. You're like, you're never hanging out with me. Like, I miss you. We have to hang out. And they finally hang out with you and it doesn't feel the same. It's awkward. There's tension because they're not hanging out with you because they actually want to. They're hanging out with you because they want you to stop nagging them. And by all means, if that's what works for you and you're getting these people to do what you want, and you're getting these people to drop what they want for you, whether they're happy or not, and you have to nag them and it works, great, awesome. But you also have the choice to not tolerate it. You have the choice to leave if your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner isn't living up to your expectations and you've communicated your expectations and your boundaries and they're not respecting them. You have the choice to leave and decide to go and meet someone new who you don't have to force to spend time with you. You can go and meet someone who's interested in the same things as you. Sure, you can keep waiting around for your partner or your friends or these people to treat you the way that you want them to and to hang out with you and spend time with you. But you can also decide to meet new friends and go hang out with people who like the same things that you do and hang out with people who actually want to be around you and hit you up to hang out with you and plan dates to spend time with you and actually enjoy your company. You can't make someone desire the same things as you, but you can go out there and look for someone who does already have the same desires as you. And you can't make someone be the person you want them to be. But if they're not living up to your expectations and they're not giving you what you want, You have the ability to leave them and find someone who does live up to those expectations and respects your boundaries and has the same interests as you, the same hobbies, the same desires, and can give you what you want. And also, you don't need someone else to give you what you want. Like, you don't need your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your friend there to hold your hand to do the things that you want to do. You're in control of what you do. So many of us think that we can only do things if our friends are or our boyfriend's there. Like, we can only go out to eat if we have someone to sit with us. We can only go for a hike if someone's with us. We can only do this and do that if we have someone to accompany us. At the end of the day, you don't need that. Like, the only person you need is yourself. You can't control what other people do with their time. You can't make other people make time for you and spend time with you all the time. But you're in control of what you do with your time. You have the power to do whatever it is that you want to do, with or without them. So don't be bummed out that you can't go to that museum or that restaurant or that thing because your friends are busy. You can't control your friends and their availability, but you can still go. You can still go and have fun on your own. Like, that's still in your control. It's up to you whether you go or not. Everything just comes back to, you can't force anyone to do whatever you want. You can't force someone to be who you want them to be. People are going to spend their time and their lives how they want, which sometimes means being a huge jackass. People are going to be mean to you and talk badly about you and think not the nicest things about you. Some people are going to tell you exactly how they feel about you. And some people are going to go online and make fun of you with their friends and make fun of you because you posted something cringy online, or you're talking to someone they don't like, or you're talking to their ex-boyfriend and their friends don't like you, or you're wearing something they don't like. People are going to be mean and be jackasses and hate you just because. It obviously doesn't feel good to know people don't like you. It doesn't feel great when people go out of their way to make fun of you and shame you for being who you are. And when this happens, it feels like the only solution is just to morph into what they want you to be. And I mean, like, I spent so much of my time in my life trying to be everything to everyone. I spent so much of my time trying to be a good partner, a good friend, a good acquaintance, a good role model. I tried to be the cool girl, the mysterious cool girl, the pretty and popular girl, the mature, hardworking coworker, like when I was working with a bunch of older adults. I tried to fit this narrative of like being an influencer and a relatable content creator. I tried to be all these things because I thought if I wasn't these things for certain people, they wouldn't like me. And I thought they were going to think badly about me, and they weren't going to appreciate me, and they weren't going to be attracted to me. And I just thought they were going to like me more if I was something that they already liked. The thing is, no matter how hard you try to be something for someone, you still might not be that for them. Like, you can't control how people perceive you. I could try my hardest to be the clean girl aesthetic, but there's going to be someone who actually knows me and has known me for years, and they're always going to look at me until the day I die and think, you're a greasy gremlin, you're a rat, you're the furthest thing from clean. I can try to be mysterious and cool and like this girl that everyone reads about and thinks about and loves, and there's some people that are going to look at me and be like, you're a freak. Like, there's not one thing about you that's mysterious. I know your whole life story. You have a podcast, you fucking weirdo. You're not chill at all, okay? And I could be the most gentle person, and there's still going to be someone who looks at me and is like, I hate you. I'm disgusted by you. You can do everything right. Like, you can listen to people's criticisms and advice. You can ask people, like, what do you think I should post online? What do you think I should wear? What do you think I should do? What do you find attractive? And you could try to morph yourself into this perfect person, and they still might not like you. And more than likely, they're not going to like you, because most people that dislike you don't dislike you because you're doing anything wrong. It's because you're doing something right. Sometimes people will see something in you that they wish that they could be or they wish that they could do, and insecurities of theirs comes out, and it makes them not like you. And it has nothing to do with you doing something wrong. It's just the fact that they wish that they could be doing it too. Also, when someone doesn't like you, it's really hard for them to change their mind about you. Like, there was this one girl who, when I was in high school, she was dating the same guy as me. And I say dating very loosely. We were both talking to this boy. And the only reason I disliked her was because I was competing with her. She is still an extremely gorgeous girl. Like, Megan Fox pretty. She's beautiful. And that made me really insecure. I saw something in her that I felt like I lacked. And I thought that this guy was going to choose her over me because I thought she was prettier than me. And that's why I disliked her. So anything that she did, even if she was being nice to me, I still turned it into a negative thing. She could have quite literally have given me her left arm and I would have been like, she's such a bitch. Like, she's literally only giving me her arm so people think that she's nicer than she is. Even if you were to try to make people like you, you don't know how they actually feel about you. They could say straight to your face, I love your outfit. I love your makeup. You're so amazing. You're so sweet. I love you. And then turn around to their friends and be like, all of that was a lie. Like, I fucking hate that bitch. You have no idea how someone actually thinks about you because you don't have access to their thoughts. You can't control how people perceive you, but you can control what you think about yourself and how you show up for yourself. You're the only person that you know for sure likes you or dislikes you. You're the only person that should really matter because every decision that you make, every little thing that you do is for you. And you're the one that has to face the consequences of your actions, or you're the one who gets to indulge in your accomplishments. People might not like you, and that's something that you can't change. But if you don't like yourself, that's something that you're in control of. There's things that you can do to make you like you more. You can absolutely despise yourself right now, but that's changeable and it's real. You don't have to fake nice to yourself. You will know when you love yourself, because when you actually love yourself, there's no doubt about it. If you don't like yourself right now, you can find ways to overcome whatever it is that you're struggling with, whether that's going to therapy, journaling, working on your confidence, holding yourself accountable, respecting your boundaries and your needs, and making yourself a schedule of doing more of what you like to do. Instead of spending so much time trying to force other people to like you and trying to force people to appreciate you and to acknowledge all the great things that you do, be that for yourself. Stop worrying so much about others and worry about how you feel about yourself, because once you actually like yourself and you're confident in what you can do and you believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks because you trust your opinion over other people's opinions. It doesn't matter if fucking Sally thinks that your posting online is cringy and trash. You know that you worked so hard and that the content you're posting is good. You would actually watch what you're posting and you know that you're talented. You know that you're inspirational. You know that you're a hard worker. And it doesn't matter what she thinks. People might not like that you post on social media or who you're dating or what your hair or clothes looks like, and they don't like that you buy luxurious things and they don't like what you do with your time. But you can't be a perfect person for everyone. You're never going to make everyone happy. But you do have control over your happiness. So if posting on social media makes you happy, post more. If you like cutting your hair, shave it all off. Like, if that's what you want to do. If you want to buy yourself a luxurious bag, go and spend your money that you worked hard for. If you know there are things that are going to make your day better and are going to make you feel better, go and do those things. Go and do things to uplift yourself and make your life better. Like, who cares what other people think? There's going to be people that don't like it regardless of what you do. So you might as well do what you want and make yourself happy than trying to make other people happy who just never will be. I have spent so much of my life living it for other people and doing things for other people. And in the moment, you can't see it. But when you look back, you realize that your efforts never really were worth it. Like, it was never that serious. I should have never given as much time as I did to certain guys. I should have never changed myself to have people like me. I shouldn't have allowed people to treat me the way I did in the moment. But at that moment, you can't see it. It's only when you look back and you look back and you're like, why couldn't I see that? Why didn't I treat myself better? Why didn't I see that I deserve better? And when I think about it like that, I get really frustrated because I feel like I wasted so much of my time. Like, when I think about me in high school, I just think about all the time I could have spent with my friends and doing things that I actually wanted to do. But instead, I spent the first 3 years obsessing over a guy who had no intention of being exclusive with me or even just treating me right. And it makes me sad thinking about my senior prom. Like, I spent a lot of it sitting at the dinner table because I was texting my boyfriend at the time. And if before anyone asked, like, why didn't you go with your boyfriend? I was a senior and he was fully in college, like a senior in college, like old man Jenkins. He was not allowed there. So I went with my friends and one of my really good guy friends. But I spent my entire prom sitting at that, not my entire prom, most of my prom sitting at that dinner table, texting with him and fighting with him. And I could have been out on the dance floor with my friends, but I was sitting at the table fighting with him over text, fighting back tears, wearing this big ass dress, my hair done, my makeup done, and just putting in so much effort to this person who was going to leave me soon after that anyways. And I just get so upset and so worked up over these things in the past that I feel like I could have done better or I shouldn't have done at all. And I just beat myself up thinking like I should have known better. How could I have allowed this person to treat me this way? And I'm not going to talk much about this because I did an entire episode about this recently where I talk about forgiving yourself for past mistakes. But I just become so fixated on how some things happened and I have a hard time letting go of them. Specifically because I, you know, spent so much time with that person or I invested so much of my energy into that thing and I was really passionate about it and I just feel so stupid for allowing it to consume me when in the end it didn't even work out. Or I think about times where I just wasn't who I am now and I was the opposite of what I stand for when I was a pick me girl, when I was a bad friend, when I lashed out at people. And I think back to times that I just acted out of character and I'm ashamed of it now. Obviously, you can't go back and fix what's already happened. Like, the past is the past, but it happened and it's still a part of you and it's really easy to get stuck thinking about it. But something that I had to come to terms with is realizing that all revisiting the past is doing is losing any and all opportunities that are happening right now. Like, I can't control my past. I can't fix it. I can't undo my mistakes. I can't control how someone behaved. I can't control how things played out. But I can control who I am right now. I can control how I show up in the present. There's times where I catch myself thinking like, oh, I wasted yesterday. I was on my phone all morning. I wish I got up earlier. I wish I went to the gym. I wish I went and saw my parents. It's like, okay, but you didn't. But you can do all that right now. Right now, I'm wasting precious time doing all those things that I wish I did yesterday. I'm sitting here being like, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. Okay, well, you didn't. And it's going to be the same if you don't get up and do something about it right now. I can't go and change what happened yesterday, but I can change what my future looks like by being present right now. I can get up an hour early, or I can, you know, not snooze my alarm. I can stay off my phone in the morning. I can go for a run. I can do my work. I can do all these things that I'm feeling bad that I didn't do yesterday today. I can either stay in the moment and harp on about everything that I wish my life could have been or should have been, or I can be present right now and make my life the way that I actually want it to be. I'm the same way when it comes to thinking about the future. I have a lot of difficulty just staying present. I'm either so far ahead or so far behind, and I have a difficulty just like being where I am and enjoying the moment right now. I think the way I fixate about the past is the way that I fixate on the future. You know that line in, why can't I think of what the freaking song is called? It's a Taylor Swift and Phoebe Bridgers song where it's like, in the middle of the night, it's like I can feel time moving. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like that line. Like, I am so aware of time moving and things changing, and it gives me a lot of anxiety. I'm so aware of relationships changing, dynamics between people changing, especially as I get older. I feel like time is literally moving faster. I mean, we're already in June right now, which is insane. I've been in this house for a year now, and I think change can just be really scary sometimes, and it's not something that you can control. It's uncomfortable because it's going to happen whether you move with it or move without it. Specifically, I get really anxious about aging and everything that comes with aging. I get really worked up thinking about my parents getting older and the idea of not having them around at some point in my life. Like, I can't even imagine my life without my parents. Another thing that I struggle with when it comes to aging is like the beauty aspect of it. Just as a woman looking in the mirror, like I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this, but there's a time in your 20s, like at the end of your 20s, I'm 27, where you look in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself. Like, I know it's me. I still look like me, but like, I don't really, like, I don't look like 21-year-old me. I don't look like teenage me. I don't look like childhood me. I look like this more mature version of me. It's like I've come into my womanhood. I look more like my mom and my dad, which makes sense. Like, I'm approaching 30. I'm gonna look more mature and the way that they do as adults. But there's part of me who looks in the mirror and I see that and I'm like, I have wrinkles, I have dark spots, I have this, I have that. And I feel uncomfortable because all these things are going to naturally happen with age, but I feel like I have to step in and try to prevent it. And I have to go get Botox and I have to go and get this anti-aging cream and serum. And I have to look online and look on TikTok how to prevent aging, how to look younger. Aging aside, just change in general is hard. Like, change with friendships and relationships, not being able to move past those ending because you don't want them to. You don't want to move on. You don't want the relationship or the friendship or love with that person to end. And when this person wants to leave or things just change between you two, it's easy to feel like you're spiraling out of control because there's nothing that you can do to stop that change from happening. Once it's already done and over with and that person pulls away or shows disinterest, you either have to do what, like I said before, like try to force them to stay and be in your life, which probably isn't going to work because if they're trying to leave, there's a reason. Or you just have to be okay with it and move on. You can't escape change. Change is inevitable and it's required for growth. There's things that you love and you want to keep, but in order to find new things that you love and to make new friends and have new relationships and have new opportunities, you have to let those go. Like, some things cannot happen without making space for them to. I wouldn't have the job that I have now if I didn't quit my last job, and I wouldn't be in the relationship that I'm in now if my ex didn't cheat on me. And I wouldn't have time for the people that I am friends with now if I was still entertaining the people that I was a couple years ago. If things are moving away from you, that's just how things are supposed to be. If people or things are leaving, it doesn't mean that you're going to be left alone. It just means better things are coming. You can't force things to stay if they're meant to go, but you can control your gratitude for what you have right now. Like, you might not have it forever, and more than likely you won't have it forever. Most things are temporary. Like, right now my boyfriend and I are renting this house. We've been in it for a year. We live here with our dogs Isabel and Sebi, and of course I'm excited for the day that we have a house of our own and we have even more space for the dogs. But in like 10 years, I don't want to look back and be like, fuck, I wish I just knew what I had when I had it. I wish I wasn't thinking so much about the past or about the future. The past has already happened, and the future you'll be able to appreciate when it happens. So ground yourself and be where you are now. You can't force things to stay, but you can appreciate them while they're there and get most out of your time with that person or with that moment. So when you do look back, you know that you got the most out of it and you have no regrets. I could actually ramble on about this for probably hours, from the big things that you can't control, like losing your job, or small things that you can't control, like it being shitty outside when you have a beach day planned. There's so many things that we feel like we're out of control and that we can't do anything about, but those are minor inconveniences. There are so many things that we can actually do that are in our power and that are more beneficial than sitting around being bummed out and being like, my world is crashing down because one thing didn't work out. Okay, one thing didn't work out. Go find something better. It didn't work out because there is something that's better for you and that's meant for you. There's something that's more deserving of your attention. But we can save that for another day because I feel like I've been rambling for a little too long and we all kind of tap out after half an hour. I've seen the analytics, babes. I get it. I can barely get through a TikTok. So I understand. But That's everything for today's episode. If you love today's episode, make sure to give it a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen. Make sure to respond to the Spotify Q&A and make sure to slide into my DMs and let me know how you feel about the episode. Oh, I forgot to tell you why I always have like a list by the end of the episode. I forgot to tell you, I changed my TikTok username. Did I tell you guys this? I don't know. I changed my TikTok username from Little Baby Aries to Ashley C. Corbo. I know, boring, snooze fest, but it is my name now. So go check out my socials in the show notes. Let's be besties on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat now. I'm everywhere. Can't get rid of me. You can't get rid of me, bitch. But that's everything today, folks. I love you so much, besties. And I will talk to you next Monday. I love you, besties.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.